4.3. Professor Loftus's work on eyewitness evidence.
Professor Loftus's work on eyewitness evidence. Up until the 1970s, courts would often convict people of serious crimes purely on the basis of eyewitness evidence. Defense lawyers would try to argue that a witness might be mistaken on some of the details in their statement. But if the witness wouldn't accept this, the jury would usually believe them and assume the suspect was guilty. Then, psychology professor Elizabeth Loftus began her work on the unreliability of memory and witness accounts. It showed that we shouldn't think of memory as an accurate and permanent record that we play back repeatedly. We will often change our memories by filling in new details about what must have happened, even though we didn't actually notice those details at the time. Professor Loftus was also able to show how much the memories of eyewitnesses can be influenced by the questions they are asked. For example, what colour hat was the man wearing? Encourages a witness to remember that the man was wearing a hat, when in fact he wasn't. These are known as leading questions, because they lead people to remember events in a certain way. Even the choice of words used in questions can be critical. Witnesses who are asked what speed two cars were going when they smashed into each other all gave higher speeds than those who were asked the speed when the cars hit each other. Professor Loftus's work has led to restrictions on the use of eyewitness evidence. Suspects have the right to ask if they can speak to a lawyer before being interviewed. Police interviewers now have to follow strict guidelines and mustn't ask leading questions. Judges will often remind juries of the unreliability of eyewitness testimonies. However, they are still the leading cause of convictions that are later proven to be wrong.